make some more noise in this house. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God has been good to us. This is another year. He has kept us. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Anybody love the Lord in here? Hallelujah. Anybody he blessed this week? Anybody blessed today? Hallelujah. We ought to give him some praise in this house. Hallelujah. 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 Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He didn't have to keep us, but he did. He didn't have to wake us up this morning, but he did. He didn't not let us get here safely today, but he did. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The devil desired to have taken us out, but God said not so. Hallelujah. Today, this is day 133, and we're still here. Glory to God. So another day the Lord has made. And we should rejoice and be glad that he let us be in the day. Hallelujah. Glory to God. There'll be many things to complain about, but we need to give him thanks. Because it could be you not be around to complain for it. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. And everything, give him thanks. Hallelujah. We honor the Lord for allowing us to come together one more time. This is what the Lord has done. He's brought us here. We think we brought ourselves here on the automobile, but God did. Hallelujah. And we are grateful to God for his son Jesus and the Holy Spirit. Praise God for our presider, Eldridge Green. Hallelujah. So grateful to God to have all other preachers in the house. Praise God. Hallelujah. And every officer of the Church of the Living God. We praise God for you as well. Everybody else, if you have not been called yet, you're in this number. You're the lay people. So give God some glory for you too. Hallelujah. Everybody's special, everybody's precious, everybody is somebody. Praise God, hallelujah. And don't you forget that. Praise God. I always think that you are somebody, no matter what somebody else tell you. You don't have to listen to it. Hallelujah. You don't have to respond to it. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because you ought to know who God made you. Hallelujah. And what God said you are, that's what you are. Hallelujah. Nobody else's opinion matters. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So we praise God for that. Always feel good about yourself. If you can't feel good about yourself, nobody else can help you. Hallelujah. So you got to feel good about yourself. God, you're just like God made you. And he made you that way for a purpose. His purpose. Hallelujah. And it's for his glory. Hallelujah. You were made for his glory. Hallelujah. So that's how precious you are. You're so precious that Jesus laid down his life. So we could live. That's how precious you are. So I say from time to time, I'm blessed and highly favored. With the fringe benefits and overflow. Hallelujah. Praise God. As long as you can think on that level, you ain't got to feel no bad about nothing else. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And before I forget it, I forgot to say it when I'm doing the announcements. It's also that time of year that you
those of you who like to hold office in the church for the next conference year, to put your requests in the nomination forms outside of my office. It's got on the wall outside of my office that you fill it out and put them in the big white envelope. All right. Okay. What time is it? Good news time. God's word is good news. And it's good news in the bad news world. Happy Mother's Day. Amen. Hallelujah. Every mother in the house, we praise God for you. Hallelujah. And then everybody else, happy Mother's Day to you too. You're in this day, right? So you be happy too. Hallelujah. You ain't got to be no mother to be happy on Mother's Day. Hallelujah. You're going to be happy all the time. Hallelujah. So we wish you all a blessed day in the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm getting that out of the way because I don't have much of a Mother's Day message. All right? The message for everybody. Hallelujah. Although we might incorporate it in a little bit. We're back where we were last week, Romans 12. And we did 1 and 2 last week. We're just going to read at this point. We'll probably refer to 1. Verse 2, Romans 12, verse 2. Father, in the name of Jesus, we stand here, you the spiritual commandment and man, physical commandment. Put them all into your care that you may use us for your glory and your honor and your praise. Send a word full of enrichment and power and lightness. And in the name of Jesus, send a word. The word that will empower us to be what you have us to be and what you have called us and anointed us to be. In the name of Jesus we pray. And let the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight. The Lord our strength and our redeemer. Amen. If it pleases the Lord, we won't be for you too long. We've been moving along real swiftly, so I think everybody's trying to get out so they can go celebrate with mom. All right, so we're going to try to do likewise if thus says the Lord. Okay, we got to do what the Lord says, do. Everybody got Romans 12 too. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Hallelujah. Say, neighbor, get a new mind. Get a new mind. Last week, our focus was on be transformed. If you, as we, you read that and follow along, it can't happen until you get a new mind. Hallelujah. And so we got to get a new focus on things. And even mothers, before they became mother, had to get a new mind for handling what was coming to be. You've been used to doing this thing and doing that thing and running here and running there. But when childhood comes into perspective, a change of attitude had to take place to help you to follow through on being the parent or the kind of parent that God would have you to be. Those that fail to follow through wind up not being good parents. are good mothers. And to find the children everywhere, in everything. And the children parenting the parents, and the parents acting like they're the children. Because the children tell the parent what they ain't going to do. And the parent just let it go by. So, and that's because they didn't never change their way of thinking. From saying, I'm now not under the person, but I'm in the authoritarian leadership. And God had given you to me to direct your path in a way that you should go. And the word tells us that foolishness is abound in the child. But the rod of correction will grab it out of them. It don't mean get a big stick and start beating on them. But there are things you can use to drive it out without damaging the child. I believe every adult in here, when they were coming up, got some spankings. And anybody beside me? Got a lot of them. I don't believe you've been in charity nowhere, have you? You haven't committed mass murders and all these things like this new generation is doing, because the rod of correction was removed. And the authoritarian part that gives her that rod of correction, they moved him out first. All right, so got rid of the prayer, got rid of the devotion, which was the only time some of the children got to hear from the Lord. But you know, God still gets in there some kind of way. They said it took prayer out, but don't they still pray over food? I thought they did. Mm-hmm. So prayer is still there. Okay, it just needs some, add some to it back for the guidance. The thankful part is there. All right, so we're going to move on. A new mind. When we were in the world, called the word, it starts out by saying, and be not conformed to this world. We want to do what the world's doing. And that's natural, because you're in flesh. And flesh always want to do what the world does, because the flesh is of the world. And so we will do things that the world wants to do. But we got to learn that everything that the world is doing may not be expedient for us to do as representatives of the body of Christ. We got to back up to verse 1 where it said, present these bodies a living sacrifice. Holy, hallelujah, acceptable unto God, which is what is just naturally what you should do. Hallelujah. But in order to do that, you got to have a different mind thought. You can't think what you and do what you think all the time, because your mind can play tricks on you. Your mind will be hearing from the devil. But you got to transform yourself out of that by now thinking that that's the way I used to be. Okay. Anybody ever tell you, say, I remember when you? And you should respond, say, yeah, I remember it. But I've been transformed. Remember you said used to. You didn't say I remember what you did today, but you said used to. The things that we used to do when we were in the world, right? We shouldn't be doing them anymore. All right. Behold, all things have become new. And it seems like it happened to us, but it seems like it didn't. By the way we act, by the way we respond to things. Now, you got the new mind. Okay. Because it's included in the all things. Okay. All things have passed away. And behold, all things have become new. That includes your mind, right? Now we act on most of the things, but some things we haven't yet acted on. In the likeness of Christ. We are still trying to be the guardian. We are still trying to be the fighter. But you got to keep in mind, it says that the battle is not yours. It belongs to the Lord. And how many know that God is able? All right. He's able to conquer every foe. God is all that we need. But you got to convince yourself of that. The word said, let not your hearts be troubled. That the power, the authority has been given to each of us to guard our hearts and keep them from being troubled. Now, it's an easy thing to have a troubled heart. You slip off into it in a moment of a second of time. But you also have the power to reverse it. Once you realize that you are headed down that road, stop. You got the authority. You've been given that power through the resurrection of Jesus. And the gift of the Holy Spirit. And the gift that Jesus gave us. He again says to remind you that God didn't give you a spirit of fear. But it gave you a spirit of power, a spirit of love, and a spirit of a sound mind. Those are the three things he gave you. He's giving you power, and he's giving you power over the enemy. He's giving you power over everything that affect your life, right? But you won't have it until you get a new mind. You got to know that you got it, and then you got to have the faith to act on it. Once you get that point, then you have what it takes. But we will let things worry us. We get upset over the littlest things. And before it done mushroom into a mountain. Hallelujah. But you got to keep in mind that I have the authority to be happy in every situation. In everything, he said, give God thanks. Okay. In everything. You ain't got to thank him for the trouble, but thank him for taking you through the trouble. It's there. So he said, I thank you for bringing me out of this. Even though you might be still in the midst of it. You thank God for bringing you out. Yes. Hallelujah. You keep in mind that no temptation has overtaken you, such as everybody else has gone through. And since they have gone through, that should give you the hope that you will what? Make it through as well. But God has blessed us, and he won't let anything come on you which you're not able to handle. All right? But you can have that once your mind been renewed. Okay? We were born with a defeated mind and a defeated attitude because the devil is there feeding it to us. He comes to kill, to steal, and to destroy everything good about us, all our power, all our joy, all our peace, all our oneness. He comes to destroy that. Hallelujah. But you got to keep it in mind and refuse to allow him to do it. Amen. A new mind. Before we got saved, there are some things Jesus said was impossible unto man before we got saved. But once we got saved, now we have God. And he said, but with God, all things are possible. So then we should not think defeated anymore. Okay. And just because you might lose the battle don't mean you lost the war. There are many battles fought and some are lost, but the war get won by that person, that group that has been having some of those difficulties. You don't win every battle, but you thank God for taking you through it anyway. We're trying to get you to think positive about everything. All right? Just as you can think negative, you can think positive. Renew your mind. Hallelujah. You may be in pain. Thank God for helping you bear the pain. Hallelujah. Because it could have taken you out. Learn to focus. As we move through this chapter, Paul said, I didn't come speaking to you with or preaching to you with enticing words. A man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the spirit of power. He came to give them the word of God. Hallelujah. He didn't try to give them fancy words and things that's going to tickle their ears. But he fed them the word of God. That your faith should not stand in wisdom of men. Okay? But in the power of God. That's a powerful statement. Your faith is not in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Whatever somebody tells you, say, you said that, but God says this. And Isaiah said, who has believed the report? Hallelujah. All right. Will you believe the report of the Lord? Or will you believe that wisdom of men? Most of the time, we follow the wisdom of men. Okay. We have placed our faith in man. And when man says something, we just follow it to the letter. But we don't follow the word. You need a new mind. And think Jesus. Keep your mind on him. And he will give you perfect peace. If you keep your mind on him and what he's capable of doing. And what he will do. Hallelujah. For everyone who keep their mind stayed on Jesus. Because when your mind is on Jesus, you know that he's all powerful. When your mind is on Jesus, nothing is impossible for him. When your mind is on Jesus, you can love your enemy. When your mind is on Jesus, you can do good to them that despitefully use you. When your mind is on Jesus, you can know that with him, I'm a superpower. With him, I can do all things. With him, things gonna work out. With him. And it's going to work out fine. It's going to work out in my favor. It's going to work out because all things are working together for them that love the Lord Jesus. If you love God, it's working for your good. When we have that new mind, you can remember what the Lord said, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man the things that God has prepared for them that love him. We got to keep that in mind and know that God got a better day for me. Remember whatever God gave you to do, you can do it. There's only one body and many members. And every member don't have the same gift, but they have different gifts according to where God has placed you in the body. It said that if you were given the gift of prophecy, then you need to prophesy according to the proportion of your faith. If you've been given the gift of ministry, you need to wait on your ministry to see what God is dealing with you in that ministry. If it's on teaching, wait on your teaching. If it's on exhortation, wait on your exhortation. Everybody can exhort. And you need to know that. Because some of us, when we come up off trying to exalt, we want to sound like we're trying to beat you. And that will let you know that we're stepping out of our occupancy. We got to wait on the gifts. Not because you want it, just take it up and running with it. But wait on the gift. Hallelujah. That's the new mind to tell you, wait. Not yet. Maybe later. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Do everything you do. And then it says, love without dissimulation. Cleave to that is good. And harm that is evil. Most of the time we cleave to the evil. We got to get a new mind and cleave to the good. Because we get weary in our well doing. But it seems like we don't never get weary in our evil doing. Okay. Ain't nobody gonna be shocked today. Okay. But we got to not get weary in our well-doing because we're not seeing the return right now. We quit. But he said, you shall reap in due season if you don't faint before you reap. Hallelujah. Sometimes we'll be ready at the blessing and faint and never see the blessing. But wait for that. Rejoice in hope. Patience in tribulation. Continue instant in prayer. The spirit to the necessity of the saints. Given to hospitality. Bless them that persecute you and bless them that curse you, all right? And don't curse them back. I know they're not the inner man, but the outer man want you to curse them back. Tell your neighbor, but listen to your inner man. All right, stop doing what the inner man tell you to do, not the outer man. All right, because the outer man's trying to satisfy flesh. The inner man's trying to satisfy the Spirit of God. All right, so rejoice with them that rejoices, and weep with them that weep. Be of the same mind towards one another. Mind not high things, but condescend to men of low estate. Okay. Be wise in your own concept. See, we a flock to somebody that got a big name. Somebody got a reputation. But he said, you need to come to those people that are of a lower state and be wise in your own concept. Now he says, recompense, that is, don't give to no man evil for evil. They done something to me, I'm going to get them back. All right, tell your neighbor, don't even go there. All right, you got to get a new mind. You got to have that get back mind. It may not be that bad, but when I was going through, they didn't call me. I ain't going to call them now. Uh, out dust and dust, and nobody came to see me. But you hadn't told nobody you ain't going through dust and dust. All right? And so I think I just stopped going around them. That's doing eye for eye and tooth for tooth, evil for evil, by another name. Okay? All right. But a new mind will tell you, keep on doing like you were doing before. Keep on loving them. Keep on supporting them. Keep on giving to them, helping them all you can help. If it be possible, as much as it lieth in you, live peaceable with all men, if it's possible. Now, some people you just can't live peaceable with. Okay. But you still supposed to do what's right. But some people, you just can't tell them nothing that's going to calm them down. Okay, because they already got their mind made up. But so if it's possible, you got to, you won't never know it's possible if you don't cry. So you can do what is right. Provide high things, provide things honest in the sight of all men. Okay. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves. Neither give place to the wrath and to wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine. And I will repay, said the Lord. Mm-hmm. Said, neighbor, you can't get back. Okay. It's the Lord's job. We spend hours and hours trying to figure out how we're going to get them back. But it's the Lord's job. And you can't do what God is meant for God to do. Therefore, if thy enemy be hungry, what are we supposed to do? Feed them. If he thirst, for in so doing, thou shalt heap coals of fire on his head. So you're going to overcome evil with good. Okay. See, so what you're doing when you're doing it eye for an eye and tooth for two? Are we overcoming it or are we escalating it? So we're making matters worse and then making them better. So do good. And the word says, if he calls the fire on their head, you defeat them by doing good. Because bad plus bad is double bad. All right, you can't get good out of bad. All right, so be not overcome with evil, but overcome evil with good. God bless you. Get a new mind. Okay, this should have been slow enough for everybody to get today. Okay. Get a new mind. If you don't have your new mind, get it. Okay? It'll help you to live longer, help you to be more joyful, help you to be more peaceful. You won't be having the heartaches you have and the hurts you have, and you can be healed. Some of our healers are healed in our unforgiveness. But if you want to be healed, You got to learn to forgive. A new mind is the key. You find yourself thinking the way you used to think, you need to say, I refuse to do that any longer. I'm going to think of Jesus. And let him know, and remember, your vengeance is being handled by the Lord. So you don't have to worry about that no longer. Just keep on doing good. Right? And don't judge. Don't judge. Alright? Don't judge nothing before the time. Gospel invitation extended. No one need anything from the Lord at this point. Now's your time to come. Remember, you have the power to renew your mind. And it won't get done until you do it.
He knows what you're going.